Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Scott Starhowiak. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dave Hollins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Aldert. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alan Battle. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bautista. Batting third. The third baseman, Scott Brosius. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Geronimo Barroa. Batting sixth. The DH, Terry Steinbach. Batting 7th. The catcher, George Williams. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Ernie Young. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dave Telgeter. And now, play ball. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Barroa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Starhowiak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Becker moves to third. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova hits a line drive into left field. Battle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Becker tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 2-0, Twins. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Starhowiak moves to second. Dave Hollins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hollins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barroa. Hollins reaches second base with a double. Starhowiak scores. Lawton moves to third. It's 3-0, Twins. Matt Walbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Barroa throws the ball into Bordick, who tags Walbeck trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Lawton scores. Hollins scores. It's 5-0, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Alan Battle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Battle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Bautista is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bautista hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brosius hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Becker. Brosius reaches second base with a double. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mears takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brocious settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Becker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Becker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mears moves to third. Carlos Rey is now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Becker. The throw from Williams and he is safe. Becker steals second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Starhoviak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Starhoviak is walked intentionally. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cordova hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mears scores. Becker scores. Starhoviak moves to third. It's 7-0, Twins. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lawton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lawton hits a line drive into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Barroa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aldert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Batista scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Walbeck hits a line drive towards first. McGuire reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ernie Young is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bordick hits a line drive towards short. Mears reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Battle batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Battle is 0-for-1 in the game. Battle hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Knobloch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Battle. Knobloch reaches second base with a double. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Becker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Batista scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Knobloch moves to third. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Starhoviak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Starhoviak hits a line drive into left field. Battle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Knobloch tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-0, Twins. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cordova is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Cordova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Batista is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Batista is 0-for-1 in the game. Batista hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brosius is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brosius hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Brosius moves to second. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Barroa is 0-for-1 in the game. Barroa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brosius scores. McGuire moves to third. It's 8-1. Twins. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hollins. McGuire scores. Barroa moves to second. It's 8-2, Twins. George Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Young is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barroa scores. Steinbach moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Twins. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. Bordick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Bordick reaches second base with a double. Steinbach scores. Young goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-5, Twins. Alan Battle is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Battle is 0-for-2 in the game. Battle hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 5. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Lawton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Lawton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lawton for the out. One out. Dave Hollins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hollins takes first base on ball 4. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hollins moves to third. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mears hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hollins scores. Walbeck moves to second. It's 9-5, Twins. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Walbeck scores. Mears moves to third. It's 10-5, Twins. Buddy Groom now pitching. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knobloch. The throw from Williams and he is safe. Knobloch steals second. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Rodriguez now pitching. Tony Bautista is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bautista is 0-for-2 in the game. Bautista hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosius is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Brosius hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McGuire strikes out. 2 outs. Geronimo Berroa is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Berroa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berroa hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-7, Twins. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics 7. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Starhowiak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Starhowiak strikes out. 1 out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field. Berroa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lawton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hollins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bautista misplays the ball. That's an error on Bautista. Lawton moves to third. Hollins moves to second. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Walbeck hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of battle. Walbeck reaches second base with a double. Lawton scores. Hollins scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 12-7, Twins. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mears hits a fly ball into right field. Barroa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. George Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Young is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bordick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Athletics 7. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Knobloch is hit by the pitch. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Knobloch moves to second. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Becker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Becker bunts towards the mound. Groom fields it and throws to first for the out. Knobloch moves to third. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Knobloch scores. It's 13-7, Twins. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Starhoviak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Starhoviak strikes out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Cordova strikes out. Williams drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cordova out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 13, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Herrera pinch hits for Alan Battle. Jose Herrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Herrera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak juggles the ball. That's an error on Starhoviak. Tony Bautista is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bautista is 0-for-3 in the game. Bautista hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Brosius is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Brosius hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 13, and the Athletics 7. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Herrera now playing right field. Geronimo Barroa now playing left field. Doug Johns now pitching. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lawton is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brocious fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hollins strikes out. 2 outs. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Walbeck is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brocious fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 13, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Barroa is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Barroa strikes out. 1 out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 13, and the Athletics 7. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Corsi now pitching. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brocious fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Becker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 13, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Ernie Young is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bordick hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Herrera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Herrera is 0-for-1 in the game. Herrera strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 13, and Oakland Athletics, 7. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.